Good evening, everybody. Here's Rabbi Levin.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Jake. Thank you so much for having me. And welcome everyone to SheerEnjoyment.com. And as always, we want to thank our sponsor for his kindness in sponsoring the Sheer. Living that Lezeche Umi'ili Mishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. Thank our sponsor. And again, to repeat, we want to thank Jake, who really works incredibly hard to put this all together. We can learn a few minutes every night in the week. This thing I want to speak about, something on the parish, I want to do something a little bit off the beaten track. I want to focus on something I came across learning Chumash Rashi Targum, just a small little insight into a word in the Targum, which I feel really opens up a whole world in appreciating the Targum and appreciating something that an expression that we say very often. Let me explain. In this week's parish, we learn about the Mon. Okay, we learn is in Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Right after Sheni, and towards the beginning of the second Aliyah, Pasuk tells us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He warns us not to forget the Torah, not to forget Him, not to become arrogant. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta v'Hashem alokecha. Your heart will become arrogant, and you'll forget Hashem who took you out of Egypt. And then the Pasuk goes on to tell us all of the miracles that Hashem did for us in the desert. Pasuk says, "Hamelichacha b'Midbar, He took you in the desert. He guided you in the desert. Hagadol v'hanara, a desert that is gadol, that is massive, and it is a frightening place to exist. A place that there are many nachash, saraf, va'akraf, three different creatures that are extremely lethal and dangerous. Hashem protected us from these creatures." And then the pasuk continues, "V'tzimaoyim," the desert is a place of thirst, of heat and thirst. "Asher imoyim," there is no water. "Hamotzi l'cha mayim," Hashem brought forth for you water. "Mitzur achalamish," from a flintstone, or from a stone that is very strong. Targum in this pasuk, he adds seemingly three words into this pasuk. Let me explain. I'll read the words of the pasuk again with the targum. Hamalichecha, Hashem, He has guided you. Okay, He has guided us. The dabrach, b'midbar, in the desert, and the desert is described here as gadol v'hanara, a place that is rabah, which means it's massive. V'hanara, it is frightening. Udechila. And here comes the first word. It says nachash saraf v'akraf, which means three different types of snakes: a snake, a saraf. I'm not sure exactly what this is. It's another type of creature, which is obviously very, very dangerous. An akraf we loosely translate as a scorpion. And the Targum says, the Aramaic translation, the chevon, the kolon, the akrabin. But before he says those three words, he adds a word into the pasuk that it does not say. And that's not very common in the Targum Onkelos. The Targum Onkelos usually translates the words as the way they are. But he says it's an asar. The desert is a place. He adds that word in. It's an asar that... Asar of Chizon Kolon the Akrabin. Okay? The desert is a place, it's a location that is filled with dangerous creatures. Then the Targum says, the next word of the pasuk is Vitzimoin. And the Targum again adds a word into the translation. His word is Ubeis. It's a structure. It's an unusual word because, the desert is an open area, but I guess loosely here it's similar to the word asar. It's a place, it's a base of tzachavana, a place of thirst. which is due to the intense heat, man gets thirsty. Then the next three words of the pasuk continue, Asher ein moyim, there is no water. And here the Targum, he translates the word Asher with the word, again, he repeats the word that we had before, Asar, a place, the less Maya, a place where there is no water. So in other words, the Targum here is saying, he makes mention of the location three times. Hashem guided us in the desert which was massively large and dangerous. It was frightening. It was a place that was frequented by dangerous creatures. It was a place where, due to the intensity of the heat, we were dehydrated. And there was no solution for our dehydration because it was a place where water was not to be found naturally. It's only because Hashem, in His great mercy, did He miraculously provide water from a stone. Now, there's a sefer, a very wonderful sefer called Ma'at Tzori. This sefer is a sefer on the Targum, and he explains that although it would appear that the Targum has added into the pasuk the word place three times, he really only added the word place two times. Because the word asher, he cites a Ramban that explicitly says this, it carries within it meaning the translation of the place, a location. So when the pasuk says asher, the desert was a place, asher imoyim, and the Targum translates these three words to mean it was an asar, a location, the less maya, that does not have water, the Targum is translating the word asher as a location. And why am I dwelling on this with such intensity? Let's go back to Moshe Rabbeinu's beginning, this humble beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in Chumash Shemos to recruit Moshe to be the savior for the Jewish people. And Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, I want you to go to Mitzrayim, take out my people. And Moshe, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudalit, says, Vayom Elokim, Vayom Moshe, Pasuk Yudgimel, Vayom Moshe, El Elokim, I'm going to go. The Jewish people are going to ask me, what is your name? The Omeruli Mashemoi. What is the name of Hashem? Mo Oymar Alehem. What should I tell them? What's your name? Pasuk Yudalit, Vayomer Elokim, El Moshe. Tell them my name is Ekye Asher Ekye. I'm reading the Hey as if it was a kuf, not to say Hashem's name. And it's spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Asher Ekye, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, which means I will be that which I will be. Rashi on this pasuk says, what does this mean? What's Hashem's message? What's Hashem's answer? Eheye imam. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, tell the people, I will be with them bitzara zos in this difficult time. They're suffering in Egypt. I am with them. I will be with you. Asher ekye. Why is there repetition? Tell them, I will be with them in the future when they suffer later in their history. Asher eke imam b'shibud she'or malchuyos. I will be with them in this difficult situation, and I will be with them in all future difficult situations that they find themselves in throughout history. Rashi continues, Amar lefanav, Moshe said to Hashem, Riboinei shel olam, mo ani mazkir lohem tzara acheres. Why should I have to tell that there's going to be more difficult situations, more tsaros in their future. Isn't it enough just to deal with what we have on our hands? Dayam, the tsarazu, it's enough what we're suffering now. Omar Lord, Hashem says to Moshe, Yofe Amarta, excellent. Your statement, your observation is correct. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer, Ko Soymar Livnei Yisrael, Ekye Shalachani Aleche. This time Hashem leaves out Asher Ekye. Now, we know the word Ekye is Hashem's name, and we know that it's said twice. Hashem will be with us the first time. Hashem will be with us in the future. But what about the word Asher that's in the middle? The word Asher is a very hard word to translate. There are many usages of the Shoresh of this word. We know one of the Aseres HaShvatim, one of the 12 Shvatim, his name is Osher. When Osher was born, Leah said, Ki ishruni bonois, my daughters, the women will be happy. My daughters will be happy. Osher, we say every day, Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, that comes from the word Osher. It means either happy, fortunate, worthy of praise. And Moshe shattered the luchos. Hashem said to Moshe, Asher shibarta, which Chazal understand to mean, Yishar koichacho sheshibarta. May your strength be uplifted. It has a root of yashar, straightness, uprightness. So it means happy, it means to be upright, it means to be praiseworthy. Fortunate, but we just finished learning in the Targum that the word Asher also means a location, or in Hebrew, a mokoim. The word Asar in Aramaic is the translation of the Hebrew equivalent of the word mokoim. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Jewish people, you want to know what is my name? I'll tell you what my name is. I will be with you, Ekye. Those letters are a powerful combination. And then in the middle, Hashem says, Asher. We're trying to suggest that the word Asher is not just a translation. It's not just a word that's mundane, that is used to make sense, to allow us to flow. Have a flowing translation of these two names. Ekye Asher Ekye. I'm with you. And I will be with you in the future. And the way to express that I will be in the future with you, we have a word of Asher, but it's nothing of significance. I want to suggest that's not correct. The word Asher is holy. It's holy in this context to a degree. And what is the holiness? Well, let's look at our parasha, Parashas Ekev, this week's parasha. The Targum translates the word Asher as Asar. And when we go back to Shemos, what Hashem is in essence saying is, I'm with you now in Egypt, in this land, in this Mokoim, in this location. But you should know that in the future, the Jewish people, unfortunately, their destiny, they will go into Golos. There will be many different steps in their Golos, in their travels throughout the world. They will go to Rome, to Bavel, to Poland, to Spain, to Italy, to Germany, France, America. Wherever you are, we say in the Kaddish, we ask Hashem to bless the Jewish people. B'chol asar v'asar. That's Asher. Ekye, Asher, Ekye. I will be with you in this location, in Mitzrayim. Asher, Ekye. I will be with you, not just be with you, you, the person. I will be in your mokrim, in your place. Let's go further. In the Pasuk, in Akev, where it says the word Asher, it is connected to the word Asher Ein Moyim, a location where there is no water. Water, in the Chazal's eyes, is always a code word for Torah. Hoi kol tzame l'chulamayim. Anyone that is thirsty, go to the water. Torah and Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Just as water descends to the lowest location, the gravity, the fact that it's liquid, it's able to have mobility. Torah travels only to the humble, to the meek. It descends to people who humble themselves. In this context, it says, Asher Eimayim, a location where there's no Torah. Hashem is saying here, I will be with you. Ekyeh Asher. Take the word Ekyeh as a placeholder where we only time we found one of the only place, at least in this pasuk, Asher, the desert was a place, Eimayim. It's a place where, by nature, it's not expected there should be Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah in the desert. In the least expected place is a place that's not expected. It's not likely that it should be a place where Torah can develop and can nurture, can grow. Yet even in the desert, Hashem gave us the Torah. It's interesting that we refer to Hashem as the Mokoyim when we visit a Beis Ovel. We visit a house of mourning. Why do we say, HaMokoyim Yinachem Eschem? Why? Why do we say, Hashem Yinachem Eschem? You can suggest because the Beis Ovel and Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah. His Mokoyim is a place where there's no Torah. And therefore we say, HaMokoyim Yinachem. Even in a place where there is no Torah, because at this time, Halacha does not allow you to learn Torah. Asher Ein Moyim. Tzimoin. Asher Ein Moyim. Asher is a Mokoyim where there's no water. Ahoy kol tzame l'chu l'mayim, where there is no Torah. But Hashem is there. Ekyeh. Asher Ekyeh. Hashem is still with you. Even though now you're suffering in this situation where in Avelus, where there's an absence of Torah, Hashem is with you. When we come to the Haggadah, we say, Baruch HaMokon Baruch Hu. And then we say, Baruch Shenasan Torah La'amo Yisrael B'kdush Asai. Why do we introduce the Torah with Baruch HaMokon? To tell you, even though we know Hashem gave us the Torah, but you know, that's Shavuos. Shavuos was the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But Pesach, there was no Torah yet. We just were beginning. We were warming up. Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu. Later we merited Baruch Shenosan Torah Li'amo Yisrael B'kdush Asai. But before, Hashem was with us even when we were in a very sad state of lacking Torah. Mokoyim is part of Ekyeh Asher Ekyeh. I'm always with you. I'm with you in the good times. I'm with you in the times that are not so good. The ultimate time that's not good is when we're lacking Torah. We're now in the Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 weeks of Nechama. We read the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. The reason why Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash was because Asher Ozvam Es Torasi. It's explicit in the Haftarah. Hashem asked all the creatures, why was the Mikdash destroyed? He asked the Malachim, the Nevi'im, the Chachamim, and no one knew. And Hashem said, it's because you have abandoned my Torah. We have to rebuild. We're now in need of Nechama during these 7 weeks because there was an absence of Torah. But Hashem is there. Ekyeh, Asher Ekyeh. Focus on the Asher. As it says in this week's parsha, Tzimaon Asher Eimoyim, a Mokoyim, where unfortunately there's no water. It's a situation where we have to rebuild the Torah. But Hashem is still there. Hashem is helping us rebuild the Torah. Hashem knows that we are striving to connect to the Torah. We should never, chas v'shalom, think that Hashem is not with us. It's always there in every situation. He will allow us to connect and cherish the gift of Torah, which is the source of all blessing in this world. It's what Jake does every day. He brings us the Torah. Thank you very much for listening, Rabbi. I have a wonderful week. All the best to everyone. Good night.